Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
So assume that we're looking for a path, or we have a path, to me says that we've got no say in the matter. And the fact is that we have all the say.
Music.
Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to Life Interrupted Radio. Oh, it's my Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I love to share it with you. I hope it's your Friday night too, meaning the start of your weekend. Oh my goodness, we have a great guest tonight. Although it is a pre-record, my guest, Reverend Wallace Patterson, was calling in all the way from Australia. We pre-recorded on Wednesday, my Wednesday night, her Thursday morning. I'm so excited to have her because her topic is one of my favorites, and that's the topic of abundance. Wow, who doesn't want abundance, right? So I'll be back with you as soon as the pre-record is done. Enjoy, buckle up, because we share a lot.
My guest is calling all the way in from Australia, where it's her Thursday morning and my Wednesday night. So I just love these time changes and having to get everybody on the same table, like, what time zone are we talking about here? But I really wanted to get Reverend Wallace Patterson on because she is just the master of abundance, and she shares this idea of that there's abundance for all and there is no predetermined fate. And I wanted to get her on about her own life interruptions and how she came to be such a master of understanding abundance. She says very bluntly she's not an idealist, but she does believe in we all have the tools to implement positive, peaceful, social, and world change by creating our own conscious evolution. I'm going to talk to her because that sounds like a bit of work. So, but her belief is founded in more than 4 decades of her own learning, her own self-discovery, and her own inquiry about how things work. She believes in we're in a time of unparalleled challenges, both environmentally, socially, and I want to add, you know, individually too. I know so many people who are going through life interruptions, and that's why I wanted to have Reverend Wallace on, because we have the opportunity to fill ourselves to our highest potential, including creating abundance and joy for every one of us. So welcome, Reverend Wallace. It's such a joy to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. This is wonderful. Thank you. I feel blessed to be on. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm excited to have you here, too, because, you know, you always talk about the grandest expression is living our grandest dream. And I so believe that, too, that we can have the life that we want. It's just about understanding the challenges, understanding how abundance happens. And so can you begin to talk to us about the purpose of life and how we can create this great dream that we know that's out there for us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, look, I sometimes, you know, rattle the traditional cage, I'll say, quite a bit in some of the things that I say and some of the things that I do. But, you know, I think that the first thing that is really, and this is not a small thing, this is not a trivial thing, it's quite a big thing. I think that if we can all just, you know, simply understand that, you know, God's an observer in this. God's an observer in it. He doesn't have any, if I say he doesn't have any say in it, well, then he's already had the say. He's already set it up. We're already here to experience who we are and what we're about. So in some respects, we're not connected because God's a part of us. I mean, we are part of God. God's a part of us. That tends to rattle some cages a little when there's this you know, division created or this separation created between ourselves and God. And there isn't. There's absolutely no separation. We are God. God is us. We're God's experience. I suppose, in a way, you know, the most common thing with that is that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. That probably encapsulated. It's a much more deep discussion than that, but, you know, that tends to, you know, cover it, so to speak. So God created us in the image of God. So we are creators in our own right. To assume that we're looking for a path or we have a path, to me, says that we've got no say in the matter. And the fact is that we have all the say.
Well,
You know, we have all the say. We are the masters of our lives. We are the masters of our creation. So this brings me to the point that, you know, life isn't about discovery or discovering something or looking for something or uncovering something or, you know, looking for your passion, looking for this, looking for that. Like, we're always looking for something. We don't have to look. We're already it. We already have it.
Well, how about if we don't know we have it? What happens? Where is it, an epiphany, or what happens if we like going? I know several people who, you know, are still searching for quote unquote their passion or their gifts.
Okay, all right. Well, my understanding of this, and I've certainly, you know, I've been in that space in my life at some time or another, where totally, absolutely, I was looking for my passion. What's my passion? You know, what do I really want to do? When, you know, the soul says and the universe says and God says, it's about creation. Create your life. So it's not about I'm looking for a passion, I'm looking for something. Be something. Choose to be. It can be mandatory. Choose to be loving and caring. Choose to be, you know, wisdom and clarity. Choose to be. Because it's not about discovery. It's about choosing to be.
Oh, I love that. So this idea of creation, we create what we have instead of going out there. And as you, the metaphor that came to my mind is all of a sudden stumbling across a pot of gold or a thing of treasure, and all of a sudden, oh, there's my passion. I just tripped over it.
And you know, tied into this whole idea of, you know, I need to find or I want to discover my passion sends a clear message to the universe, to God, to Source, whatever you want to call it. I'm happy to call it God. But if it sends a clear message out there that you don't already have it. And the fact is you do. You already have all that you need or want. And when you need or want, the universe doesn't understand the nuances of the human mind. The universe only understands the most three powerful things that we have, and that is thought, words, and action.
Thought, words, and action.
And that creates feelings. The universe only understands those things. So when we say, I want to discover my passion, I'll repeat that, I want to discover my passion, then the universe says, oh, okay, you want. I'll give you more wanting.
Oh, my goodness. That's like the last thing that we really wanted.
Absolutely.
It's creating more of this longing.
I need to sort this. I need more money. I want more money. I just need to have another $1,000 and I'll, you know, be happy. A circle again, come back to what I said initially about being. You know, the world, 99%, 99.9%, I'll hazard a guess, in the world, people in the world go, if I have this, I'll be this, meaning I'll be happy. If I win Touch Lotto, I'll be happy, and then I'll do whatever. Whereas the mandate from God is be, do, which is form, follows beingness, and the having comes as a result of.
Oh my goodness, that's totally opposite from what most of us are taught.
Absolutely, totally opposite. And it took me a long time to really get it. It took me so long to get that because I never totally understood. And if I can give an example of that, or a little story, I always like...
Absolutely. We wanted... How did you come to these epiphanies? Because obviously it took you...
So let me give, you know, a story. This is not necessarily my story, but I think it's a good story to demonstrate this beingness. So we'll just pull out a hypothetical story and say this is about a man who decides that he wants to do healing. So he looks around at what other people who have got healing businesses are doing. I keep doing this.
That seems reasonable. That seems like a reasonable plan and business goal, right?
Absolutely correct. So he looks around and he starts up a business and he gets clients and he gets a few people through the door and he seems to be going along quite well. And then the whole thing stagnates. He's really struggling to get more clients or more, you know, customers. He's really patients or whatever. He's struggling to get these people through the door. He doesn't know what to do. He takes some marketing courses. He keeps spending money on the doingness. And it, for most times, for most businesses, we all know the stats of small business, it falls in a hole. And the guy is shattered because he really wants to do healing until he one day realizes and pulls back on it and realizes that what he really wants to be is healing. So be healing.
Oh my goodness. Now,
so being healing.
Yeah, explain to us how you be healing. Some of us might be going, because we're the traditional model business school, write a business plan, plot it out like you just described about his original course or path.
Okay.
How do we be
a minister of abundance? How do we be that rather than do that? The doingness must follow the beingness. It's always that way round. It's never the other. So in being minister of abundance, in being a healer, first you decide you're being that. And then everything that you do matches that highest self, matches who you decide you're being. So be healing in all situations, be healing in all circumstances. Remember that when you utter things, when you talk things, when you do any particular things, do them as healing.
This is interesting. We had a guest on a while ago, Denny Stockdale, and he suggested, similar to you, but not quite the same, and I can see the parallels, where we choose one word of who we are, and his word was encourager, and everything he went about his life, he was being
an encourager,
and all of that, and that parallels to what you say about how to be and then do, instead of the traditional business school path of do and then be.
See, when we're involved in the doingness, we are, as humans, we're three things. We're mind, body, and spirit. And the mind is a wonderful tool, Sharon. It's wonderful. But it only knows what it knows. It only knows what it knows because it knows what it's been taught, what it understands from our childhood, from our input, from our beliefs, from the people that we meet and see and mix with and the books that we read and so on and so forth. But that in and of itself is so limited. It's just, it's not infinite.
Mm-hmm.
It's not infinite. But the soul knows all. The soul is infinite. The soul comes with all knowledge, all things. So when we're being what we're being, we're immediately tapping into soul. And soul knows all. So it's like we've all experienced when things come along and we go, oh, wow. Oh, I never expected that. Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Wow. You know? Oh, I asked for whatever. Oh, I should have asked for more. We've all had experiences where out of the box, out of the blue, out of whatever our contextual conceptualization of things comes something, you know, what I call synchronicity and grace. It arrives. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can just believe that that is the way the universe works, that is what's there. Now, I'm not suggesting for 1 minute we sit on our bums and do nothing. But in doing, it must follow who we're being, not the other way around. We can't do to be.
Now, what if we don't know what we want to be? Like I meant, you are the minister of abundance, and that abundance and understanding how this works is your mission. And our previous guest, Denny, his mission was encourager. What if we're at that part in our life where we don't know what we want to
be? Okay, pick something. Pick something. You know, look, you've got to, understanding this, the universe makes no mistakes. The soul is on its journey. It's not out there shouting like the mind is, but it's there making sure that at all times, and that's why we have this thing where suddenly in life, you know, like with me, I had a fabulous shop. I mean, this has happened more than once in my life, but certainly there's been amazing things over the last few years. But more recent times, I had an absolutely beautiful shop and a garden centre. Stunning. Loved it. It was beautiful. I could experience this monster in me of creativity all the time, every day. It was just fantastic. I was there just 12 months, and the owner came along and gave me 2 weeks' notice to close down my business, forget the whole thing, because he didn't have a building or a planning permit for the building. And so the council pulled it down.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost around my ears. And I was out of business, $100,000 down the gurgler, and depressed as hell about what's going on here.
Oh, my goodness, Wallace. We need to take a commercial break, but we'll be back in just a moment when we find out about the $100,000 going down the gurgler and how she came out to thrive today. Be back in just a moment.
Life Interrupted Radio will be back after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Well, we're back from that commercial break. We're speaking with Reverend Wallace Patterson on how her life was interrupted when her business was torn down literally around her. And how, well, let's just get back with Wallace right here and finish the story, and then we'll find out how she became the minister of abundance and created the life of her dreams. So welcome back.
And really, you know, came back home licking my wounds, having to move a whole lot of stuff into the garage. You know, the normal, you know, one can imagine all that sort of stuff and what goes on around it. And feeling, putting out the feelings into the universe, you know, what's going on here? Why? The big question, why? Mm-hmm. Why did this happen? But when I stopped and came back from that, I realized when I looked at it that I had put out as well into the universe, I had put out that there were certain issues and things around that business in relation to the neighbours of the business, the owner himself, and a number of things that weren't right. And already I had been putting in place, and the interesting thing is that I was, pardon me, reminded later that I was going to put up a new facade on the where the front fence was. I was going to erect a new facade. And when I looked at that, I thought, that's very interesting, Wallace. You were erecting a new and different facade around yourself, were you?
Mm, fascinating how that happens to us, and being able to step back and see what the larger purpose is and what the message behind that is.
And there always is. There is never a mistake. There always is. And if we can't see it right then and there, at least know and be grateful that universe, source, God is at work in our lives and something better is on the way.
Well, you have this wonderful saying that I was going to mention, that, and it's like, when life changes, change everything. But sometimes it can feel, like when life changes, you already might be feeling a little off balance or a little off kilter, and then you're saying change everything, and people are sometimes grasping for the last little bit of stability from the old. What are your tips for that massive leap of faith?
Well, I think that the first thing that, you know, to do on this, the first thing is realize that even if we're not conscious of it on a conscious level, at a level of our beingness, we brought that about for ourselves for a reason. We did. Make no mistake, we did. There are no mistakes. Everything that happens to us is in our consciousness. It is there already played out. I know that this is a more in-depth discussion, but it's already played out in our reality. So we're just bringing it about. There are no surprises. So accept the fact that in some way, shape or form, we created that for ourselves. And we co-created that. Just to stretch our minds a little more, we co-created that with those that we brought into that play, so to speak. So they were playing out their part. And so we co-created with them to bring that about. That's a stretch for us to understand, but when we get it, really get it, we won't bemoan what happens to us in our lives. We'll simply go next.
How does that differ, though, from that when we don't have a predetermined fate? The predetermined fate would mean that we have no hand in it, but you're saying we're actually co-creating.
We're creating and co-creating with each other.
Okay, and so that's different than fate, because fate is predetermined like markers on a map.
Absolutely. If we assume that we're on a path, then we must assume that there's fate involved in that and we have no say. And when the fact is and the truth is, we have all of the say. No trivial thing this. We have all of the say.
How do we begin to explore the idea of knowing sooner, say, like we're on a path and then it leads to something that's less than favorable? In your case, the business closed, or someone with an illness or something. How do we notice some markers or the sort of flashing signs before to change the path, to change the cook, so we could change our creation process
correct,
to change
correct.
The outcome.
Yep. Okay. So here's another truth of the way the universe works. And that is, when we decide on something, anything, no matter what it is, the first thing that enters that space is the exact opposite.
Really? Explain that again. That one might have gone over my head.
It is a little difficult to get our heads around, but if we can, it's really, really important. Okay, so we decide, not want, not need, we decide, we'll be abundant. The minute you decide to be abundant, understand that those things that are not abundant will enter that space. A lot of bills, maybe something out of the blue that demands to be paid, you know, something. Mm-hmm. There'll be the opposite. It might come in big ways. It might just simply be small things. But the reason it happens is that the universe is clever. The reason it happens is so that we know what abundance is. We have no idea of what abundance is if we don't understand the exact opposite.
Oh, so that's like the saying that you can't know joy without sadness.
Correct. The trick here is, how do we then feel about what's going on?
Well, usually we feel pretty crummy. Like, I've been wanting abundance, and now all of a sudden a tsunami of the opposite.
It might not be a tsunami, but it might. So that's the time when we go, who am I being? What we focus on multiplies. What we take our eyes off disappears. It's like magic.
It reminds me of my little granddaughter who closes her eyes and, you know, find me, Daddy, find me.
So what I'm saying here is that, let's take an example. I decide to be the Minister of Abundance, and I get a whole lot of annoying, niggling things going on around me that seemingly are not abundant. I don't focus on those. I only focus on abundance. Those things will be dealt with without me attaching feelings or anything to them to magnify them into my space.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. My goodness. Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to... you to talk to about this world. As all of you see the world, the outcome is your idea of it. And
correct.
We talked about being and doing and then the actions. What is this? Is, as you see the world, the outcome is your idea of it. Is that more than our being? How do our limiting beliefs play in this too? Because the idea, I could see where I might choose how to be one way. We'll say in this case, abundant, from abundance. But all sorts of little limiting beliefs or things I've taught in the past just kind of keep creeping in and sort of chimpanzee talk in there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it. Understand that that's okay. What weight do you give it?
Oh, okay.
What weight do you give it? How much space and time, energy, feelings, thoughts, action, what do you give to that to take you away from being your highest self in what you choose to be?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This has just been a whole new revelation in a way to walk through your life, to be in your life. So share with us. I want you to share with us the be, the do again, so we get that very clear. And then how the audience can get a hold of you, Wallace, your website, and how the audience can get a hold of you.
Okay. This whole thing about be, do, and have, universe provides form, action, doingness, because remember that action is God experience. experiencing God. God experiencing God. That makes us unbelievably powerful. So the doingness is provided for who you choose to be. So just choose. You might have five things on a list. Choose one and be that.
Well, I love that. We're not like, we can choose that one and be that. And then we can choose another one.
Correct. And allow the doingness of that. Allow the synchronicity and grace to come, as well as the thought out from the head doingness. But allow soul's doingness to arrive, which arrives in the form of synchronicity and grace and things that pop up that you go, oh, maybe I'll do that. Would that fulfill my higher self? So then, as a result, and I this is really important. I want to say this before we leave. Life is not about us. It has nothing to do with us.
That's a pretty profound statement that I can see people going, what?
Life is not about us. It has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the people whose lives we touch and the way in which we touch them. What flows through us sticks to us. If we lack abundance in our lives, find five other people who have the same problem and help them solve it. What flows through me sticks to me.
Oh, my goodness. So if we lack abundance, we help five other people become abundant.
Correct.
And as that abundance service is flowing through me, it sticks to me.
Correct.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic, Wallace. Well, thank you. This is just a completely different way to look at so many things that you've shared with us today. How can the audience learn more about you? What's your website?
Okay, my website is revwallace.com.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing these new insights in how to be and do and have the actions follow. That's a very fascinating way to look at how we can achieve, how we can be what we want to be in this world. So thank you so much.
You know, let's all look at it, because whatever else we've been doing isn't working too good.
Absolutely. Give it a try. Actually, what does Yoda say? There is no try, just to do. Do or do not. There is no try. So go out there and do it and report back to me at Life Interrupted Radio. What happens for you? What word you choose, what that B word is for you, and how you go about implementing that. So thank you so much for being my guest here on Life Interrupted Radio, and all the way from Australia. I so appreciate it. I just love modern technology that allows me to meet the most interesting people from around the world. So thank you for being a guest here tonight.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head, into the world, and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
Wow, that's great bumper music to re-enter coming back from the free record with you. My goodness. What about this topic of abundance and the concept that we have to be before we can do? Very radical way to view it. Very unique and interesting perspective. Let's take a little bit of time and, as usual, do a guided meditation to explore the concept of be. What do I want to be? How do I want to be? If we bring it into the present tense, would it be, who am I? How am I showing up in the world? Great thoughts, right? Oh, let's settle in and take a few nice deep cleansing breaths. That's right. Knowing that the exhale is where the body relaxes. So go ahead and make a noise if it feels right. Could be a sigh. An om. You know, whatever feels right for you. Find a comfortable spot. Wiggle about, making sure every nook and cranny releases. Wiggle your fingers. Shake your toes out. Get comfortable. Continuing to breathe deep, fully. Extending the exhale. Maybe even pausing a little bit before the inhale. That's right. When it feels right, go to that favorite spot. You know the place, the one in your mind. Real or imaginary, doesn't matter here. You know the favorite spot where you can just relax and explore the word be. That's right. From this favorite spot, take a moment to savor the colors and the smells and the textures and patterns. Even the temperature is just right, where you can relax and let yourself go. Continuing to breathe deep and fully, extending the exhale. Let your mind wander. Wander to those places about abundance. What is abundance to you? And the word be. Who am I being? Just taking note of any little thought that passes through. Not labeling or judging any of them, but thanking each and every one that comes through as a message, as a reminder. some you may want to keep, and others, just let them go on the wind. It's that simple. If it doesn't fit, if it's from the past and it no longer fits, it isn't part of your future and your future choices, just let it go. That's right. Thank them and let them go on the wind. As you continue to breathe deep, comfortably from the spot of imagination and creativity, continue to relax even deeper. Continue to explore the word be and bring it into the present tense of who am I? How am I showing up in the world? If it's what you want and you're showing up in the way you want, savor this moment. Explore ways to continue it, to expand it, to transform it to even a greater and higher good. That's right. If there are any little vestiges that no longer apply, like before, let them go to the wind. That's right. With each and every exhale, if it no longer applies, let it go out to the wind. That's right. No labels, no judgments here. Knowing that if it fits, it can stay. And if it no longer fits, releasing it out to the wind. As the thoughts continue to roam in and out, thank them for staying on direction and point about who am I, how am I showing up in the world, what is abundance, what is abundance to me, thanking all of the different thoughts and answers that come through. From places of creativity, discovery, curiosity, and imagination. That's right. Just letting the thoughts flow. You know what's right. continuing to breathe deep, and if it feels right, letting a noise out on the exhale, letting it go. As you continue to gather the thoughts of who am I, how do I want to be, begin to notice the commonalities, the patterns. How is the theme emerging of who that be is? Just like we heard coming up with a word to be, to represent be. Continuing to take all the time you need right now to let the thoughts and the words gather and coalesce into that theme, distilled down into a word. That's right. Knowing that this word is for just now, just today. It may be the word for tomorrow too, and the day after. Your choice. Knowing that the word can be flexible, can be fluid, can change as you grow and continue to develop and transform, showing up in the world for your highest good and the highest good of those you serve. That's right. Begin to gather this word about, knowing that you can come back to this place anytime, anywhere. That's right. Continuing to breathe deep as you gather up your final thoughts for this moment, knowing that you can come back to this special place at any time. That's right. Beginning to come back at this moment, alert, refreshed, and renewed. That's right. Eyes wide open, nice deep breath to welcome you back. That's right. Stretching out, flexing out. That's right. Stretching out, flexing out. That's right. Eyes wide open, alert, refreshed, and renewed, and ready to begin again. Welcome back. Oh my goodness, I hang out a nice big sigh as we come back to this present moment. Thank you for being here. another evening with me on Life Interrupted Radio. As always, I'm here every Friday evening, 7 p.m., empowering you to thrive no matter what, even after the unexpected. Absolutely. Continuing to breathe deep and enjoy your adventures, whatever the next week brings you, and join me back here next Friday night, 7 p.m., here on Life Interrupted Radio. Go make it a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com. The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head, into the world, and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six-Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.